Let's go to finance now. And the European Commission has cut its growth forecasts for the Eurozone. It says economic growth for the region will be just 0.8% this year, well below the 1.2% it estimated earlier in the year.
The Commission has also cut its growth forecast for next year from 1.7% to 1.1%. It predicts inflation in the Eurozone will continue to be low and unemployment high.
Prosecutors in the United States are reeling after a top UBS banker walked free on fraud charges. After a six-year case, a Florida jury took just 45 minutes to find that Raoul Vile not guilty of conspiring to help wealthy Americans hide $20 billion in offshore accounts.
Legal experts say there was plenty of evidence UBS bankers had defrauded the IRS. In 2009, UBS paid a $780 million fine for abetting tax evasion. OK, let's go to the markets, and Wall Street is under pressure late in the day's trading after a sharp fall in global oil prices sparked a sell-off of energy stocks. In fact, the market closed a short time ago. The Dow is flat, but the Nasdaq and the S&P 500 lost ground. In London, the FTSE shed 34 points. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $77 a barrel. Tapas is at $84 a barrel, and gold is worth $1,167 an ounce. The Aussie dollar is buying 87.3 US cents, 70 euro cents, and 55 pence sterling.